And where were you born, McPherson County?
McPherson County. West of Mount Ridge, about 5.5 miles northwest, no one knows.
Why don't you just kind of hold your story here, and I think I can get through it loud enough. That's west of Mount Ridge.
Yeah.
That's in the, where, Eden area? That's your home, is the Eden your home church?
Eden is my home church.
What I thought.
Yeah.
What kind of a boyhood did you have? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
One brother and 6 sisters.
Oh, my goodness. Are you the only one left?
I'm the only one left. I was the youngest in the family, and I'm the only one left.
Your parents came from Russia?
They came from Russia, yes. My oldest sister was born in Russia.
Oh. But did they come in 1874 in that bunch?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about, when you think back about your youth as a boy, what do you think about Lot? You think Lot now, don't you? When you have time?
Oh, sure, I think back of that so much that it is funny.
Yeah, I know, I do too, since I'm retired.
Yes.
What do you think about, what are some of the most interesting things that you think about as your youth? And let's say before you was 20 years old, what did you do? Help Dad on the farm?
Help Dad on the farm. I was a farmer all my life.
Yeah.
Yes. And I enjoyed it.
Yes, but do it in between if you want to.
I'm busy.
you do.
And so, of course, when I was 19 years old, I found my life mate.
All right, that was the next question I was going to ask.
But we weren't married till I was 23 years old.
What was her name?
Jessie Shrogs.
Shrogs. That's for Jessie Shrogs. That's the same relation as my wife's Shrogs. They were related to the Shrogs too, aren't they? My wife, Elizabeth, she had an aunt who was a Shrog, or uncle. Isn't that right?
I don't know.
What were their names? I forgot. How about, isn't there a Milo Shrog? One of the kids, Milo Shrog?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They're Elizabeth's cousins.
Yes, that could be.
Yeah.
See, that's Eli's son.
Eli Shrog. Yeah.
That's the oldest one.
That was your wife's brother?
That was my wife's oldest brother.
I think I remember all that. Yeah, so you got married probably in, let's see, you got that figure, 1905? 1912?
Yes.
I thought that'd be earlier, no? My folks were married in 10.
We got married in May the 5th, 1912.
And how long was she living? How long did she live? I don't remember her, you know.
Well, she died. We were married 24 years when she died.
Oh, yeah.
We had twin boys. And then she left after the boys were born.
And you had quite a family, didn't you?
16 children.
16.
The last two were twins.
She died after the twins were born.
Yes, about 2 days after.
We
named them and all, and then.
Yeah, well, I went through that experience too.
Yes,
when Bernard died.
Yeah.
This was in Mound Ridge still.
Yeah, that was still in
Mount Ridge. Oh, yes, that was at Mount Ridge. Yeah. But we had already just as good as bought the place in North Kent. Mm-hmm. And she went there and looked at it. She drove over there and she looked at it. And she liked it, but she never went there.
That's where you moved from Mount Ridge to North Kent?
Yes.
Before you moved to Peabody? Okay.
Yes.
How long did you live there?
14 years in North Dakota.
Where did you go to church there?
At the Eden Mennonite Church.
You still went to Eden, yes?
Yeah.
All right. Now, how long did you die in Peabody? When? When did you move to the Peabody area, north of Peabody?
Well, I moved in 1948.
So you really didn't know my first wife at all, did you?
Your first wife?
Verna.
Why, sure I knew her.
She died in 44, you know.
Yes, but she was Herman Wedel's daughter.
Yeah.
And Herman Wedel, you're a big friend.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I know.
And Herman Wedel lived north of my Lariat towards McPherson. And then he moved to that place where he lived afterwards, where Phil Wedel lived after that. They
Verna.
Stopped.
Go ahead.
They stopped at our place for dinner.
They did?
Huh? Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And
well,
by the day they stopped there for dinner.
Was Verna born already?
Huh?
Was Verna and Stanley born already?
Oh, surely they were.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was born in 1916.
Oh, yes, sure they were born already. I don't know just the year when that happened, but must have been around 20 or something. The 20.
Huh?
Yes.
How many years did you live at Canton?
Huh?
How many years did you live at Canton?
From 36 to 48, 12 years.
Why did you move to Canton? Did you just buy more land down there? Or
well, I was the youngest in the family, and my mother died, and then, of course, they divided up everything, and my older brother and my older sisters, they were all older. They had more money than I had. And so it was kind of a mix-up. Not in the family, I don't mean, but the land was kind of mixed up there. They divided it. And I couldn't buy it. And so we decided we were going to sell out. And we got a lot better price here than what we had to pay there. And I had 3 acres, and we bought a whole half section up there and got out completely out of it. That was one reason why we moved.
Yeah, I think that's one reason Herman Wedel's moved to Burns, too.
Yes,
they could
buy
2 acres for one.
Yes.
And you still have some money left over.
Yes, that's also a year, too.
Why did you, then you moved to Peabody? Was there a reason for that, or the house?
Yes, there was a reason for that.
Were you a widower already then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember your wife at all.
Yes,
sure. Yes, I'm sure.
See, my wife died before we moved to Peabody.
Yes.
You mean Kent?
Kent, I mean.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And I was a widower for 21 years. Raised my family.
Mom and Elva were instrumental.
Yes, they were the ones that
they
helped.
They were the oldest.
Yes.
Elva and Phil.
And Frida.
Frida.
Yes.
There are 5 girls and 11 boys.
Are they all living yet? 16.
One boy died when he was 21 years old, and 11 boys are still living, and the 4 girls. There are 4 girls.
Oh, 4 girls. Okay. Here, I'll hold it.
Yes.
Who was your minister at Eden Church? Was that at the Eden Church when you left?
Walter Geary.
Walter Geary. All right.
Yes.
second wife?
This is my second wife's first wedding.
Yeah.
And this is my first wedding, and this is our wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding pictures of all these things.
Yes.
Uncle Ralph didn't get married.
So you had a lot of weddings to make.
Yes, yes. They're all married for Ralph.
Yeah.
Of course, Alvin, the second oldest boy, was only married 5 months.